Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today, we are talking with Ryan Cormos from the Yorkton Terriers, Director of Marketing and Public Relations. Ryan, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And also, the first name that comes to mind when we think hockey, Greg Ottenbright. Well,
that's Grant, I think.
Maybe not. Maybe a different G. Ottenbright. That's right. But Greg's here for an all-important reason as well. And it is in tying with the Yorkton Terriers. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, first of all, good to see you, Greg.
Thanks, Jordan. Well. Yeah, good to see you,
too. But let's talk first about the Yorkton Terriers. Ryan, this year's been a year of rebound, if you will, with the Terriers doing quite well. I know a couple seasons, or at least it felt like a couple. Maybe it was only one at the bottom of the standings, but it felt like a long one. But now this year, Yorkton Terriers seeing great rebound, and in fact, top of their division right now.
Yeah, it's been a real exciting year. We definitely can't complain. You know, we've done a lot of work in the off season. Coaching staff, our scouting staff, has done a phenomenal job, and it's definitely great to have that exciting Terrier hockey, you know, back in the community.
Oh, absolutely. And last night, what a great comeback win. Had people on the edge of their seats as long as they didn't leave too early.
Yeah, it was a rough start. You know, you go down 4-0 against a team like Melfort, and you don't know. Most teams, I guess, wouldn't come back, but the boys showed some adversity, and they fought back one bit at a time, and we ended up coming back away with the win.
That's awesome. Still carrying on first in the division, and we're going to talk about a special promotion for a game that is coming up very soon. Pink the Rink. Who wants to take it from here? I guess, or in the partnership, and now people might be saying, oh, Greg Ottenbright. The hat he's wearing today is Close Cuts for Cancer.
It is.
Tell us a bit more about this, Ryan, and how this all came about.
Yeah, you know, last year, actually, we tried to put together a game of similar stature, but it just didn't quite go through. So this year, we definitely wanted to find a way to make this game come alive. Our coach Matt, he had a similar game played in his college days. So it was something he wanted to bring to Yorkton, and it worked out really good. And I'm happy that we were able to build a partnership with Close Cuts for Cancer and give back to the community.
That's great. So Friday night, that will be the Pink the Rink game, correct?
That's right. Friday night versus L'Orange.
So what special things are going to be happening, and how is this going to help raise money for Close Cuts?
First of all, the team's going to be wearing special ribbon jerseys.
Okay.
And all the players have actually bought their jerseys. And instead of their names on the back of the jerseys, they're going to have names of people that they're playing for. Somebody that's maybe been affected by cancer, family member, friend. So we're taking all the money that is made from our jerseys, as well as $3 for each walk-up ticket sold that night. And of course, any personal donations that are dropped off. And we're going to forward that all to Close Cuts for Cancer.
That's awesome. I know pink comes to mind. I know with the ribbon specifically, it's often noted for breast cancer initiatives, right, Greg, in that way?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a specific thing tied to that, or are we talking all cancer here?
It's going to be a very interesting connection and a very specific connection, Jordan.
Okay.
And, you know, just to back up a bit, on behalf of Leona, myself, my family, Braden Ottenbright, Close Cuts for Cancer, this is something that is just, we're just so blessed to take part in. Many would know, like, our family's been in Yorkton since 1970. I spent some time previously before that, but we have a long history. Our family has a very long history, as we were joking about earlier with the Yorkton Terriers. My father and mother were actually on the executive back in the 70s. My dad was the president of the Terriers back in the mid 70s. You know, of course, my brother Grant played for the Terriers 86-87 season. I think he's still the PIMS record holder. I don't know if that'll ever get broken. He's got kind of a history. Turner, of course, played with the Terriers a short time ago as well. So it's just something that we're very fortunate to be involved with because of our family history, but also, you know, recognize the Terriers has such a long history, the junior hockey club specifically, such a long history in this community, always giving back. And to be partnering with them to do something that's so very close to our hearts is really something very special to us. So, you know, we just want to say a big thank you to the leadership of the Terriers, the executive, the players for taking on this initiative. But specifically what the funds will be going towards through this is through local initiatives, it is tied to breast cancer because the upgrade of the digital mammography department in Yorkton. Many would realize that, might even think of, Leon and I were talking about this, like, wasn't that just upgraded? It's actually over 11 years ago. That equipment has pretty much run its life course. It was actually one of the first local initiatives that Close Cuts took part in outside of funding research. So it's pretty neat to see history go ahead by, you know, about 11 years or so, that it's another local initiative that we can help fund through Close Cuts for Cancer on behalf of the Yorkton Terriers and digital mammography, which does speak specifically to diagnosing breast cancer and breast health.
Well, obviously, the benefit, I know, with a lot of these fundraisers that have been able to happen over the years, it's about being able to provide Yorkton a chance to have a service, to be able to have something here rather than going those long trips for something such as this even.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the big benefit of having a health foundation like we do have, our local health foundation headed by Ross Fisher, of course, and the work that they do. And, you know, often we'll hear from people like, don't we already fund healthcare? And I mean, my other hat is as a rural health minister. And we do. There is significant funds that do go into healthcare. The specific benefit of having a foundation that's willing to fund things like this, or, you know, the recent announcement I did in Regina with the Cancer Foundation of Saskatchewan funding research and supports for patients with cancer province-wide, is that there's a really good high level of treatment that we can have in diagnostic imaging. But there is things like, say, digital mammography that is done in normally the bigger centers. So through the input of local people wanting to have that service maybe more accessible locally, through the hard work of the Health Foundation, all the donators, and of course, including this year, the Yorkton Terriers, we can upgrade that equipment. We can continue that service so that women from this area needing those digital mammography services can have them locally and not have to travel.
Now, an event like this, it's great that now funds can be raised from the hockey fans that are in attendance at the game. I know in other games, there's been other fundraising initiatives, say like Telemiracle that has happened in the past. How does the process unfold? Is the decision the board makes as a whole about which community initiatives or projects, charities even get funded? Is it ultimately like through the board or...
Yeah, we make those decisions, you know, as a board. Mm-hmm. If we're approached by certain organizations in regards to certain fundraisers, it's something that, you know, I do the proposal up. I submit it to the board. Mm-hmm. Board does have the final decision on whether we move forward with it or not.
Now, and then in terms of things like, say, a Telemiracle, what it's often the connection that can be made is that, well, it's so easy to find a story where it actually affects someone in terms of local, in terms of getting help in some ways. Something like cancer, again, it's that universal connection. Like you say, every player is going to be wearing a jersey on someone's behalf. I'm sure that just makes the decision to embrace a cause so much more easy, knowing that, hey, this is something that affects so many people. In fact, everyone. You don't have to go very far anymore. Everyone has an aunt, a mom, a sibling. Again, you don't have to reach very far to find someone that's affected by this.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I think nowadays, pretty much, you can talk to anybody on the street, and somewhere down the line, they've been affected by cancer, and I mean, when we get these opportunities, it's definitely a no-brainer for us to move forward and try to help out as best as we can. You know, we spend an entire season, year after year, asking, you know, financial help from our sponsors and from our fans, you know, mm-hmm. to keep Terrier hockey alive. But it's a lot deeper than that a lot of times. So, you know, these kinds of situations, it gives us a chance to say, hey, you know, we got to find a way to give back to these organizations and to help out as best as we can.
And that's just it. I know the Terriers in themselves, you know, sometimes do need to ask the community for help to keep themselves self-sustaining. But again, it's that whole concept of paying it forward, giving back to that community in its own way. Just like something in regards to my own life, of course, I'm going to help give to a cause because, hey, who knows, there might come a time where I need help.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, we don't want to think that, you know, but it is the way it is. If you have an opportunity to give back in any way you can, I mean, that's all we ask. And come to the game, fill the rink, and help us out.
Right, right. Pink the Rink, it's the game this Friday for the Yorkton Terriers. Who's going to be coming to town?
LaRonge Ice Wolves.
Oh, LaRonge Ice Wolves. All right. Well, again, hopefully Yorkton can come fill the rink, make the rink pink as well with this fundraiser game. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but more with Ryan Cormos from the Yorkton Terriers and Greg Ottenbright with Close Cuts for Cancer after this. Back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, we're chatting today with the Yorkton Terriers and also with Close Cuts for Cancer. They are teaming up for the Pink the Rink game on Friday, 7:30 face-off between the Yorkton Terriers and the LaRonge Ice Wolves. Oh, Ryan, I forgot to ask during the commercial break, and I'm sorry if the answer is no, but is the rink going to be able to be pink in terms of the ice surface?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny. I was online when we were trying to do some planning with it, and believe it or not, there are... some teams that actually painted their ice surfaces pink for games similar to this.
It's kind of a tinge of pink. It's hard to make the whole thing, I know, but I have heard some cases where they kind of get a shade of it and whatnot, but still lots of pink. I guess fans, they're encouraged to come on down, wear pink, or any color for that matter that I know supports a cancer-related cause, because I've seen it before where now a lot of the teams now, they'll just have any of the color to represent any of the ribbons, because each different kind of cancer has its own color. That's right. Whatever people want to wear, ultimately, it's all for the cause and in support of a really great initiative. So let's go through again a rundown of how ultimately some funds are going to get raised. You mentioned a jersey is actually up for auction right now.
Yeah, so actually it would have been last game we officially released the jerseys that the players are going to be wearing. So
okay.
We have one jersey in the Terrier store right now on display, and that jersey is up for a secret silent auction.
Okay.
We've had some success in the past with some of the jerseys, and we wanted to do the same thing. 100% of the proceeds made from this auction, again, will be added to the total funds raised at the end of the event. So that's located in the Terrier store. You can check it out on our social media page for some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be in attendance to bid on it. You can always send me an email with your highest bid.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around the start of the third period, we'll close the bids and we'll announce the winner.
Now, there won't be a name or a number on that jersey, right?
There'll be a number. I believe it's number 5. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's number 5.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a number, but no name on it. So whoever wins it, if they want it personalized, we'll definitely look after that for them.
Now, some might be hearing this saying, well, sometimes special games with special jerseys, all the team's jerseys will get auctioned off and that sort of thing. Something quite different, very touching thing, I might add. We were talking about during the commercial break. Go ahead and tell the listeners why all the jerseys aren't going to be out there. Instead, it's just the one. What's the plan for all those other jerseys?
Yeah, the reason we just have the one on auction is, like I was saying before, because of the event, all our players stepped up, and it was decided that each player was going to buy their own jersey.
Okay.
And instead of putting their own name on the back of the jersey, they'd put the name of someone that they're going to play for that night, family member, friend that's been affected by cancer.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the game, there'll be a special ice presentation, so of course we ask all fans to stick around. We'll get all the players at center ice, and we're going to bring out all those families that the players are playing for,
mm-hmm.
As long as they can be in attendance. And then at that point, the players are actually going to take those jerseys off their backs and hand them over to those families.
Wow, that's incredible. Just very touching thing that can be done, and for the players to step up to pay for them, knowing full well they're just going to give them along, that's awesome, and a very touching moment, I'm sure, that will be coming Friday night. That'll be after the game, right? Obviously,
yeah.
They have to wear the jerseys for the game.
Yeah. So right at the end of the game, yeah.
Great. And so that's obviously a very nice thing that these players are going to do. And, I mean, a lot of these guys are such huge leaders already in the community and already impacting the lives of so many of these young fans, as an example. Greg, there's in-school mentoring, I know, that goes on with Big Brothers. These guys are just so awesome and such great young leaders in our community.
They are. They're great role models for our young people and for adults as well. And
hey, touche.
You know, I would have to say, Jordan, like, this is no small thing. By the significance of those players, I'm going to choke up here right now, but, you know, I was saying during the commercial break there, it takes me back to a hockey club up in Saskatoon that brought gifts to the cancer kids when our son was going through treatment. And, you know, such a small thing, just a small stuffed animal to those kids. It just showed them that these players were, you know, very recognizable, thinking about them. And the impact it had on those small people was something that we recognized for decades to come. We still do today. And by these players taking these jerseys with the names of those affected by cancer on them and handing them over to them, does a lot of things. It brings recognition. It just shows respect. It shows those families that there's somebody thinking about them. And it's an amazing emotional boost to those families as well. It'll be a very emotional event. I would, again, urge everybody to stick around for it. But it is no small thing. It is a huge thing for those fighting cancer.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, hockey was one of the first, I know, sports professional entities in terms of the NHL that really put something like a cause like Hockey Fights Cancer at the forefront. And I think part of that, I can recall, some big stars missed the hockey playing time of their careers because they had to put everything on hold. Well, to fight cancer, not just family members, but they themselves. Mary Lemieux comes to mind as one, Saku Koivu another, and just, you know, the hockey community rallying around those two guys, it was just so huge and really put this into the forefront that, and even just in cancer in general, how, you know, this affects everyone. You can be fit as a fiddle and still get a diagnosis or otherwise, right? It just targets everyone, unfortunately. But that's why we all got to fight, though, equally.
It does. Yeah. And going back a few years, I'm sure there'll be some Terrier fans out there that remember. We actually had a goalie that was forced into an early retirement while he was with the Terriers.
Right. Yeah.
Luke Beckler.
Beckler, yeah.
Who had to fight leukemia. And so, I mean, again, like you said, it touches everybody. Even the Yorkton Terriers, you know, so it can happen anywhere, anytime. And that's why we're calling on our fans and even our corporate sponsors to step up to the plate for Friday night and come out and support it.
So Pink the Rink, again, happening this Friday, 7:30. Get those tickets through the Gallagher Center. Don't want to be left outside due to a sold-out game. Wouldn't that be awesome if we could completely fill up that rink? Anything else we want to run through? Again, a reminder, 7:30 versus the LaRonge Ice Wolves. How ultimately is cancer and cancer initiatives like Close Cuts going to be supported through what happens on Friday night? Let's give that rundown again.
So, yeah, so Friday night, again, all the proceeds from our jersey sales, the jersey that we have up for auction, $3 from every walk-up ticket that night, plus we'll have some personal donation drop-ins, I believe, is going to be set up.
Okay.
And, again, if you can't make the game, by all means, I mean, you can contact the Terrier office. Feel free to drop off donations. We don't ask for a lot, you know, even if it's $5 or if it's $500, it all makes a difference. And but of course, we'd love to see that rink full. We'd like to see everybody out and support the cause. We're happy to partner with Close Cuts for Cancer. We hope this can turn into a long-term relationship. And we're just proud that they keep everything locally too, which is very important.
Great. And other words to just wrap things up, Greg?
You know, just another big thank you, Jordan. The Rock, you guys are always so great at supporting these different events through Close Cuts and promoting them. So it's a big thank you to you. And, of course, to Ryan and the whole Terrier organization, you know, not just for this, but for everything they do for our community, for the mentorship that they show to our community. Again, with the players and the leadership there is just second to none. And we're just really thankful to be have them in the community, but also be partnering with them on this initiative.
Great. Well, Greg, thanks for being here. Ryan, you as well, and also getting the Terriers on board with having this for Friday night. Pink the Rink, the special game between the Yorkton Terriers and the LaRonge Ice Wolves. Come on out and support the cause. That's all the time we have for the program. Again, thanks to our guests. All the best.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jordan.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.